world news from a source you can trust. True News with Rick Wiles. Standing up for faith, family, and freedom. No lies, no spin, no propaganda. True News is your alternative source for news. We report the real news. True News with Rick Wiles.
Welcome to True News, the end time newscast. I'm Rick Wiles, pastor of the Church of the Coming King in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and host of True News. This is part two of a special broadcast called The Alarm. My special guest is Trevor Davis, an end time prophetic watchman. And I believe the Lord has given him a solemn warning to speak to the American people, and indeed to people all over the world. This is not just an American message. This is a message to the entire human race. It is called the warning, the alarm. Jesus Christ is coming soon, and much of the world is unaware of the lateness of the hour. Great catastrophes have already started to happen, and yet the church, the vast majority of the preachers and the evangelists and the Bible prophecy teachers are saying that these are not end time events. Many of them are saying that it is not judgment. It is though the word judgment cannot come out of their lips. But the Lord is raising up an army of end time prophets and watchmen who are not afraid of the reactions of men. And these men and women are bold and courageous and are proclaiming the word of the Lord and declaring that the kingdom of God is coming. This is the hour to repent. This is the hour to clean up the sin out of your life, to get yourself ready for the arrival of the bridegroom. And if you're not careful, you're going to be swept into eternity. You know, on December 24th, 2006, hundreds of thousands of men and women standing on the beaches of Thailand and India and Sri Lanka and Indonesia and other Asian countries had no idea during that holiday season that that was going to be their last moment on earth. The tide went out into sea mysteriously, and many people, thousands of people, walked out onto a dry seabed to behold a strange occurrence. And then they saw a mighty wall of water coming, and they were mesmerized by the wall of water, and they stood there beholding this strange sight. And then this great wall of water swept over them and carried them into eternity. The signs were there. They were strange things happening, but they were mesmerized by it. They were amazed by it, and they did not discern the danger. While at the same time, the animals fled and went to higher ground, but the so-called intelligent humans walked out into the seabed and stared at the oncoming tsunami wave. This is exactly what is happening in America. The hurricanes are taking out our cities. The floods are taking out our cities. There are earthquakes, and there are volcanic rumblings, and there are other things that are going to happen in America and around the world. And the people are standing and beholding these things and mesmerized by these strange occurrences and not realizing that a tidal wave of judgment is sweeping over the land and taking them into eternity. On the morning of September 11th, 2001, thousands of men and women who went to work in the World Trade Centers did not think that they were going to die that day, that they were going to fall to the ground and be crushed beneath tons of concrete and steel. But their death came suddenly. This is the hour of sudden destruction, sudden judgment. And if you are not right with God, if you are playing around with sin, if you have hidden sin in your life, if you're in church on one day and and in sin the next day. You're a hypocrite, and you're playing Russian roulette with your soul. And this is the hour that God's men are saying to you, repent of your sins and stop this transgression against God's commandments. The hour of judgment is here. That's what this message is about, the alarm. We are sounding the alarm. The judgment is here. It's not coming. Judgment is here. And as I said on the earlier broadcast, if you're listening to any preacher in your church or on television or radio who is denying that these events that are happening are the judgment of God, I'm telling you that man is deceived and he is lying to you. And you need to stop listening to that man or woman, because the judgments are indeed now coming upon the earth. And yes, America. America is being judged because America has sinned greatly and has repudiated the Christian faith. And we've embraced wickedness and perversion. And we deserve judgment. We deserve judgment many years ago, decades ago, but the mercy of God held off the judgment. But now the hour of judgment has arrived. Standing here with me in the studio is Trevor Davis. He is an end-time prophetic watchman. There's a call of God upon his life. There is a gift of prophecy operating in his ministry. And he is prophetically calling out to the people to repent of their sins and come to the cross of Calvary, where you will find forgiveness and mercy and grace and protection. As we ended the last broadcast, Trevor mentioned, as in the days of Noah. And I want to read to you from Matthew 24. The Living Bible says, the world, these are the words of Jesus, the world will be at ease, banquets and parties and weddings, just as it was in Noah's time before the sudden coming of the flood. People wouldn't believe what was going to happen until the flood actually arrived and took them all away. So shall my coming be. See, the people who are teaching you about a pre-tribulation rapture are deceiving you. That is not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches that Jesus Christ will come back after there has been a falling away, a great apostasy, away from the truth, and that the son of perdition, the Antichrist, appears. Then Jesus Christ returns. We are in the midst of the great falling away. The Antichrist is waiting in the wings, ready to step out onto the center stage. The second coming is very close to us. But first, these other things must happen. Sudden destruction will come upon the earth. When Jesus Christ comes back, he comes back just as sudden destruction strikes the earth. It will catch you off guard. There will be sudden destruction. And that is not the doctrine that is being taught in the American churches and on television and radio. They're telling you a fairy tale that you're going to be whisked out of here. Then sudden destruction comes. What if that's not true? And I know it's not. Have you considered what you're going to do if it's not true? Well, Trevor Davis is here, and we're going to talk about it on this special broadcast called The Alarm. Trevor, what did the Lord say to you about the days of Noah?
Well, Jesus said that as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the day of the Son of Man. And that amazing scripture that you just read, life was as usual. They were eating, drinking, marrying, buying, selling. And the world never knew what hit them. They were just destroyed. And even though the Lord was using Noah to proclaim righteousness, they didn't turn. In fact, this whole thing about Noah's judgment, it's a severe cataclysmic judgment on one hand. And on the other hand, it's a deliverance at the same time. But the Lord has appointed those to be judged that are wicked and disobedient and that are not listening to his voice, that refuse to repent. They're going to be judged. But the ones that are by faith hearing what God is saying and moving in fear and preparing will be delivered. So that's the severity. You've got to hear the word of God. For out of the mouth of God, that's how you're going to live. You have to hear. For out of the mouth of the Lord, every word is established.
Trevor, when you sent a cassette tape to me last fall, in the fall of 2005, there was a scripture in it that immediately grabbed my heart out of the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. And I had read that scripture many times, but I did not see a particular phrase until you read it. Tell us that scripture.
It's Hebrews 11:7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not yet seen, moved with fear.
That's the phrase, moved with fear.
Yes, he took it very, very seriously. He took action.
Noah was warned by God of things
not seen. It had never rained before. God had a mist that watered the earth. And for God to release such a cataclysmic flood of water,
it was incomprehensible. The human race couldn't comprehend that anything would take place.
Yes.
And so Noah saw things that had never happened before.
And he had ears to hear what God was saying.
But he was moved mm-hmm. with fear.
Yes.
The fear of the Lord.
Yes. He took action.
He took action because of that fear.
Yes. And it brought deliverance.
So what does that say to us today when Jesus says that his second coming will be as in the days of Noah?
We have to be hearing what he's saying, and we need to be moving with fear with what the Lord is saying and prepare.
Because things are coming to the earth that have never been seen by the human race.
Yes, the Lord said that unprecedented days were coming, that such as never since the world began nor ever shall be, this turmoil, the cataclysmic destruction is unprecedented. It's the fear, men's hearts will be failing for the things that are coming upon the earth, the signs in the heavens and the earth below. It's just never been seen, unless you're prepared, you'll be shipwrecked.
How can people prepare for such a time?
This is the time to seek the face of the Lord. Seek him until he's found. Draw near to him, and he will draw near to you. It's time to hear his voice. Don't stop seeking him until you find him. Stop what you're doing, turn out the distractions, and listen to what the Lord is saying.
Trevor, I know that you're not one to give people specific instructions saying, you have to do this, you have to go here, you have to do this to get ready. And I appreciate that because I have refrained from doing that. People over the years have called me and asked for personal advice, and I can only tell them, seek the Lord, ask him what he wants you to do. The instructions that God gives you may be different from what he's giving me. The safest place for you to be is in the center of God's will.
Yeah.
That's all I can tell people. I have noticed in recent months a lot of people that I know, particularly the listeners of my radio program, are moving. Suddenly God's moving. He moved me and my family in this ministry. He picked us up out of Texas and moved us into the mountains of Tennessee. We had no plans to do this. God sovereignly moved upon us and orchestrated a series of events, and the next thing we knew, we were nestled in the mountains of Tennessee in a brand new building and just amazed at what had happened. But others are getting the same direction. And many of them are saying God is saying to them, move to the mountains. Some in Tennessee, some in Oregon, Idaho. And some into the Rockies and the Ozarks and even the Adirondacks in northern New York. But all of these places are in the mountains. I want you to talk about the day God woke you up, the morning that he woke you up. What happened to you that day?
Well, that was March 11, 2005. I was awakened at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was wide awake. And I was aware that I was awakened by the Lord. I stood up. And it was so silent in that hour. It was, the stillness was so profound. And I got up and looked out the window, and I could perceive a violent shaking. It was so violent, it was like a wild animal shakes its prey by the neck without mercy. And I saw such devastation and destruction in the spirit. And then it was as if I could see the dawn rising, coming, and a woman standing among the rubble and smoke where her world was devastated in smoke and ruins. Devastation.
So in your spirit, you perceived and you saw violent shaking
violent.
Of the earth.
Yes.
And buildings.
Yes.
And you saw rubble, and you saw a woman standing in the
crying.
Rubble because her world was gone.
She was completely thrown for a loop, just devastated, because that was everything was important for her. That was what her life was about, and there it was, the smoke and ruins. But the Lord has told us that this world and the things of the world will pass away. And that's what the people need to understand, is this judgment of God comes upon them, because Jesus said, remember Lot's wife? Because Lot was in a wicked city. They were rebellious and rebellion. They weren't repenting of the Lord. And the Lord sent angels to take Lot and his family out of there. And they were not to turn back as judgment fell. But Lot's wife, she turned back because her heart was there. And there it was, being judged by God. And people need to understand the purpose of judgment, that is what God is doing right now. You have to understand what God is doing and what he's speaking. What he's speaking right now is that he is judging. He's standing up to judge the kings and the kingdoms. And you can't oppose that. And this world and the fashion of this world will pass away. So you can't be emotionally affected by that. Don't be grieved. Don't be, because you have a new kingdom coming. So I have that exhortation that the people need to understand judgment.
Well, let me ask you, what was the effect that vision had upon you that morning?
I want to be where the Lord wants me to be. I want to be saying what he wants me to be saying. And that's part of our lordship. If he's our Lord, if he's bought us with a price, our life is no longer our own, then we need to go where he's directing us.
Okay, but the first time you told that story to me, your eyes became red and you started to cry. How dramatic was it the day that it happened?
Well, it was so violent. The earth, and we're talking the rumblings and the sounds, it was horrible. Horrible. But I know that God, if we enter our secret place and shut the door, we'll be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. And I asked the Lord, Lord, where do you want me to be? I'm willing to go anywhere. I'll leave the country. I got my visa. I'm willing. Then I started feeling the prompting of the mountains. I started asking if you wanted me to be in the mountains. And then I was led to move where I moved. And I was ushered out.
So the Lord quickly moved you off of the West Coast, out of California. You were a lifetime resident of California.
Yes.
And you're now living in a mountainous region.
Yes.
Other people have been having dreams and visions of earthquakes. In recent months, I have received many letters and emails from people having very, very disturbing dreams about earthquakes. Michael Boldea, who is the grandson of Dimitri Dudeman, a prophet who has passed on and gone home mm-hmm. to be with the Lord, who came here from Romania years ago to warn America of judgment. Michael told me several, I think it was in, he had this dream in November of 2005, and he saw violent shaking of the West Coast. And the next day, two different individuals called him
mm-hmm.
and told him, and these were totally different people. Two people called him the very next day and told him that they had dreams of the West Coast being violently shaken. Many of other people have had these dreams. My wife, Susan, who is not somebody who has a lot of prophetic dreams, had a dream about the earth buckling.
Mm-hmm.
She said it was buckling like waves. It looked like ocean waves, which is liquefaction of the soil. And she just said she remembers standing and watching the city streets and everything buckle like ocean waves. And so people are seeing these things in the spirit. And God is warning his people
yes.
that this great shaking is coming. I read to you before we did this broadcast, prophetic word that the Holy Spirit gave to me. I believe it was December 27th, maybe the 28th of 2005. And I was seeking the Lord about what would happen in 2006. And the word that he gave me that morning said, you ask me what is going to happen in 2006? I will tell you. The earth shall split apart. And there shall be great fissures on many continents. Well, that's a powerful statement.
Mm-hmm.
The earth is going to split apart. There will be great fissures on many continents. In fact, right now in Ethiopia, the earth is splitting apart. And they're saying, the scientists are saying that we are watching the formation of a new ocean. The earth is literally separating. There's a giant crevice in the earth, and it's getting wider.
Mm-hmm.
These things are happening right now. Strange things, powerful things. But we haven't seen anything yet.
No. multiple cataclysmic events coming at the same time and suddenly. So that's the most important part, isn't just the events of cataclysm. It's to be prepared. And that's what the Lord, that's why I'm sounding an alarm. I'm trying to wake you up, to make you aware of something you didn't know or seen. And you have to hear the voice of the Lord, and you have to move with fear and prepare. That's how your deliverance is going to take place.
How do they move in fear to prepare?
Well, first of all, you have to hear the voice of the Lord, because man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's how you live. And so you need to have ears to hear and a heart to be receptive with the things that God is saying. So dial out the distractions. Jesus said, you know, be careful that you're not overtaken in your heart by eating and drinking, and that day come upon you unawares. So be aware of that. The things that can hinder you from hearing the Lord, hear what the Lord says and take action and move in fear, because this is urgent. This is an emergency. This is not something that's far off. It's something at hand. The day of the Lord is at hand. This is an alarm. I'm sounding the alarm of the Lord.
And again, Trevor, I know that you are unwilling to tell people that they have to physically move to another location. And likewise, I am also. But at the same time, I am telling people that they need to diligently seek the face of the Lord and listen to him, because he may very well tell them to pack up and move.
Absolutely. Part of our discipleship is lordship of our things, our possessions, that we're willing to walk away from them.
Do you think on December 24th, 2004, when the tsunami hit, don't you think that the Holy Spirit was telling people on those beaches, get off of this beach?
The Lord says people have closed their ears. And they've turned their back against the Lord. They're not listening. They have eyes, but they see not. And ears they have, but they don't hear. And the religious people, they honor God with their mouth and draw near with their lips, but their heart, they've removed far from God. And this whole thing about the fear of the Lord in their life is just a teaching. It's just talk. That's in Isaiah chapter 29. They're blind. God has given the seers, the prophets, and the rulers a spirit of blindness.
The failure to hear the voice of the Lord could result in your premature death.
Absolutely. It is your death.
In the natural, how can people prepare?
Humble yourself as a child, for such is the kingdom of God. So simple.
And what does that mean?
Humble yourself. Lower yourself. Be like a child. Just be sincere. Be open to your Father's instruction. He loves you. He loves you so much, he gave you his only Son, that whoever would believe on him would not be perishing, but have eternal life. So simple.
But is God giving us specific instructions in the natural to prepare by storing food and supplies and ways to keep ourselves warm?
Go to the Lord. Seek him. Listen to him as a child and surrender everything to him. And he will teach you. He'll talk to you. You're under commandment to hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord. And God will give you the instruction. And you should prepare like Noah. Noah prepared an ark. He took provisions. He made provisions.
Which saved his family.
Saved his family. And it accomplished the purposes of God. Praise the Lord.
And God didn't take Noah out of the storm. He took him through the storm.
Right. He rode upon it.
And when it was over, Noah and his family were safe. Mm-hmm. But the church in America has been taught, you're going to be raptured out. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to think about it. The Lord's going to come back, take you out, and then all these bad things happen. But I can't find that anywhere in the Bible. I can't find it in Matthew 24. Mm-hmm. I can't find it in the book of Revelation. Jesus said that he who endures to the end shall be saved. Mm-hmm. And so the reason Trevor and I are producing this special broadcast today is because we want you to circulate this recording. Please, you have our permission to make copies. If it is for non-commercial purposes, you may make as many copies as you desire. Please get this in the hands of other people. There are great terror attacks coming to the United States of America. There will be nuclear weapons used inside America. American cities will be absolutely obliterated. And I'm telling you, under the unction of the Holy Ghost, where this is going, at some point in the near future, and I don't know what near future means in God's timetable, because we have different perspectives on time, But I believe God clearly showed me in 1998 that China and Russia and the Islamic Muslim nations will conspire to launch a surprise military attack and invasion of the United States of America. And they will come with submarines on the East Coast and the West Coast. There will be land invasions through Canada and Mexico. There will be a Trojan horse army that is already inside the nation. This army has come through as a Trojan horse over many years and is already on our soil. I know for a fact by talking to former Russian spies, such as Stanislav Lunov, that Russian weapons are hidden on the soil of the United States of America, nuclear, biological, chemical weapons stored here. And so the American people are not prepared for what is going to happen. There is a day coming that a war cry will be given by the enemies of America, and a great war will be launched against the USA, and the world will hate us. The world will hate and despise us and long for the day that proud, arrogant America will fall, because that's how they see us. They see us as a nation that's greedy and spoiled and arrogant. That's the way the rest of the world sees us, and they will long for the day that we fall. And so they will actually cheer the Russians and the Chinese and the Muslims as they attack the United States of America, and God is going to use foreign armies to chastise the people of America because they have turned their back on the true living God. And this is the warning that we're trying to get out to you, that this hour of judgment is here, and great, great, great distress is coming upon the nations. Many of these mega churches that have sprouted up across America will become hospitals. They will become refugee centers where thousands of people will be sleeping on the floors and in the seating of these mega churches, because there will be no place for the people to go. These are end time events that are coming to America, and the churches in this country are not prepared for it. They're not ready for it. Many of the pastors of these seeker-friendly churches are going to flee the flocks. They're going to run away when the trouble comes. But I'll tell you this, God has a new breed of shepherds that he's going to bring forth. The end time shepherds will rise up, and they will care for the flocks. They will feed the flocks. They will love the flocks. They will take care of the sheep, because God will not desert his true church. And Jesus Christ will take his church through these end time tribulations. He will feed you. He will clothe you. He will protect you. He will cover you. For he is all that we need. And that's something that the church is not preaching and understanding. But we will understand it when all of these material things have been taken away from us through tribulation. Now is the hour for you to get ready and to prepare. And I encourage you, if you have any sin in your heart, to repent and ask God to forgive you. He is loving and just, and he will forgive you. This is the hour of amnesty. He has declared a sin amnesty, and he will forgive and forget any transgressions of his laws. But if you wait until the judgment actually falls upon you, it's too late. You'll be swept up into the judgment. So don't be foolish. Turn to God and repent of your sins. But we have a loving and kind Father. On behalf of Trevor Davis, I'm Rick Wiles. God bless you.